Notes on Digital Nomadism. I would like to talk about digital nomadism, practical aspects, and especially the role this trend, raising trend, can play in skill sharing and peer-to-peer learning. About a year ago, I came across a small conference organized by a bunch of acquaintances talking about digital nomadism that they also call meta-nomadism or modern nomadism as a lifestyle, emerging lifestyle that people lead, which is enabled by new infrastructures, internet connection, and the ability to work from anywhere. I made a search on Audioboo on what people actually say about digital nomadism, what are the trends, what are the crowds. I found a couple of podcasts, more professional podcasts with jingles, talking about digital nomadism as a very entrepreneurial lifestyle, sort of startup culture. You can work from anywhere, you can find the best place to work from. You're free and you're basically at home anywhere. I also met several people leading this lifestyle. Most of them very tech-savvy, resilient, positive people. And I also found, on Audioboo, I found a personal blog of a digital nomad outlining some challenges and trying to think of it more critically and actually raise some questions about what is difficult about it. So my aim is to narrow the subject down to resilience and skill sharing, how this trend, this lifestyle, can work for as a complementary to education, education in conventional sense, which doesn't really work, and also the fact that most people actually have to move around, and instead of just victimizing themselves and saying, oh, I have to move, I don't have a home, and I'm not really connected anywhere, and I have to leave my friends, perceiving it as an amazing possibility to just survive anywhere and just find the best environment. It's very human, because if you really think about it, in history, people were never really living in one place for a long time. I mean, it only became a tradition since farming kicked in, so we did move around. So what makes a huge difference between nomadic lifestyle as some almost a problem, and nomadic lifestyle as a way to become more resilient and have a better life, is probably the way your networks will work for you, the infrastructures that you use, and whether you're doing it on your own and you feel sort of lost, or whether you feel that, yeah, you're not on your own. So why we started talking about learning? I myself, I'm not a full-blown nomad. I'm based in Moscow, I'm based in Sweden. I move around a bit, but I'm not always on the road. And when I'm thinking of what did I learn for the past few years being at the uni and travelling around, and what was actually useful and practical, and what actually made me feel safer and more powerful. And honestly, everything I learned from just going from conference to conference, from meetup to meetup, just landing at some weird place and meeting new people, figuring out stuff, learning from talking to people, not even at the conference, during official workshops, but these fringe conversations I had in pubs and just informally. One of the experiences I can talk about, it was in February this year when I just landed to Stockholm and started going to every meetup there is. I learned probably more than I learned in a year being at the uni, going to every lecture and making notes and just being a really good student. So yeah, from the personal experience, it's something which I have a really good hunch about as a potential. So what if we just seriously look into it and see what other processes we can augment to make this learning happening, not just as a side effect of this lifestyle, but as a integral part of it. And maybe what makes perpetual digital nomads resilient and positive and powerful, real survivors, yeah. It's exactly this. The idea that you can't just learn a bunch of stuff and stop, that you go from place to place and you find out things from people, relevant information that you can use and which can help you. Same goes for technical skills. People just go to hackathons and they learn from each other. Then they continue their relationships online. They might meet again or maybe not. So this learning aspect is a natural part of digital nomadic lifestyle. And we started just by coming up with a new name. Instead of just talking about digital nomads, we came up with this word, nomadic teacher, as a start to just focus on this learning aspect of this. Look at how learning happens and maybe build and enhance the infrastructures which makes this learning process easier. I want to talk about it in detail, maybe split my following audio booze in more narrow subjects, so it's easier to listen to and comment on. Yeah, that was the first one, the general one.